Today I would like to talk about the movements of the mind. Can you hear, Daniel?
Yes.
Movements of the mind. As you can see, when we're meditating and we try to focus on this concentration spot, and the mind keeps on going. It's very hard to control the mind. The mind moves, and it has a reason to move. It has its causes and conditions to make the mind move. So whether the mind moves restlessly or whether the mind moves peacefully, that's the concern we are having now. Because most of our lives, the mind is moving restlessly in an unhappy way, unsatisfactory way. Nothing is satisfactory. And we long for something to happen better than what we are having now, a better situation, happiness in the end. That's what the mind is chasing. But without wisdom, without skillful, wholesome way of doing things, then the mind get into all sort of wrongful acts in body, speech, and mind. So in that sense, we are not getting to the results of happiness that we want. So it is important to notice deeply, profoundly, that the movement of the mind is a very profound thing, and it has its causes and conditions, preconditioned things, that is originating from something that has happened before, through our actions or through other people's action. So the mind is moving. Whatever happened, the more serious it is, the faster the mind moves, the more unhappy we are. So it is beneficial to see this mind that is moving in meditation, and understanding deeply that mind is unstable, that mind is now restless. Just to notice that alone is a great help, because we come to notice what is happening rather than, you know, being ignorant and not seeing at all what is happening. Going through this emotional adrenaline, pushing and pushing and pushing, and, you know, building up momentum, ending up in all sort of furious arguments, confrontations, and unhappiness that come about with it. So when we see this mind that is moving, we always go back to its causes and conditions. Why is the mind moving? And no matter what event has happened, the mind moves because we lack wisdom. The mind moves because we lack training the mind. The mind that is weak, the mind that is not trained, cannot handle things in a serious way. It only react, not act. The mind that is restless react in a way of trying to defend ourselves and trying to win or lose, sort of a frame of mind that we go in. But the mind that is wise, now that is trained and has developed wisdom through this insight meditation, doesn't see that way, doesn't look for winning or losing. It look for harmony and look for laying foundations to make life easier, happier. So the mind that is wise has this wisdom of trying to lay the foundation in our lives. Nothing comes instantly out of blue and then happiness there, smooth, and people are nice to us. It doesn't happen that way. We carefully cultivate ourselves, our minds, in body, speech, and mind, to create harmony and to have friendship and goodwill in life, So with the mind that is wise, laying down all these foundations and doing it with our families, with our partners, with our friends and colleagues. So most of the time, even though we may have some problems, much easier to handle and much the life becomes much smoother that way. So first of all, in Buddhist way, we try to investigate our self first, our own mind, not any other people's mind. Then if we are in our mind building up all these anxieties, worries, anger and hatred, honestly and sincerely, we know it. This is anger towards that person. This is hatred and dislike towards that person. We acknowledge that. Nobody is born a pure angel. Everyone goes